Is the tech industry in a midlife crisis? As layoffs at tech companies continue and stock valuations fall, we might be in a moment of transition after almost two decades of intense growth. But what does dyeing your hair and buying a sports car look like for a tech company? Those are Derek Thompson's words, fellas. He's our friend at The Atlantic. He joins us now. Hi, Derek.
Hello, good to be here.
Are people still doing that, dyeing their hair and getting a sports car? Anyway, we'll put that aside.
I'm not quite in that decade yet, but I'll tell you in a few years.
Okay. Well, that's what you say that big tech is doing. And there are big layoffs, 11,000 at Facebook, 10,000 at Amazon. You know, maybe small because these are such big companies. But explain your reasoning. You say tech companies use their metaphorical youth to solve problems of digitization. So they then started looking around for other mountains to climb. Have I got that right?
You do have that right. Yeah, I think one story you can tell about what's happening in tech right now. And when I say what's happening in tech right now, I mean the fact that all these big tech companies, Amazon and Meta, are laying off thousands of people. Elon Musk is doing whatever he's doing at Twitter. You're seeing crypto crash in a variety of ways. Why is this happening? Okay, well, I think that in a way, what we're seeing is the success of tech. Hmm. Tech succeeded in a certain way, in conquering a very specific mountain, the mountain of digitizing attention and advertising. This was accomplished between, say, 2004 and 2022. Facebook, as an American business, is matured. Twitter and Snap and Google and Amazon, even, all of these companies are essentially matured right now. They have conquered a certain plot of American business, and they need something else in order to grow at the rate that they are used to. And as a result, I kind of see them scrambling for that next challenge, scrambling for that next mountain, kind of the same way that that, you know, 52-year-old man who feels like he's accomplished sort of what he expected to accomplish by 50, but wants a new challenge, starts, you know, dyeing the hair brown and, you know, buying that Corvette and trading in the Toyota Prius. I see that kind of existential crisis of midlife happening writ large in the tech industry.
Again, those are your words.
My words.
To back you up here, you say Amazon, you know, employed more than 10,000 people to work on its AI product, Alexa. That's the other mountain.
That's exactly right. So if someone said, okay, Derek, you've thrown out a bunch of metaphors, show me concretely how tech is trying to scale the next mountain, look where these large tech companies are spending all this money and putting all these resources. Amazon has tens of thousands of people working on Alexa. That's their next mountain. Facebook has tens of thousands of people working on Reality Labs. That's their metaverse project. That's their next mountain. You have within Google thousands and thousands of people working on Google Assistant, AI extensions of their current technology. That's their next mountain. And these mountains just aren't fully conquered yet. There is no metaverse business. There is no enormous Alexa business. There is no enormous Google Assistant business. These are challenges. And we're in an intermission period, I think, between this incredibly successful era in tech that is coming to a close and a new era in tech, which is just now struggling to be born.
Yeah. And it comes at a time, though, when money is less fluid, you know, to invest in these kinds of things because of high interest rates.
I'm so glad you said that. That is exactly right. Not only are they scaling a mountain, but also they're scaling a mountain at a time when there's a gale force wind blowing in their faces. And the name of that gale force wind is higher interest rates. Mm-hmm. Interest rates are rising faster than they have increased in many, many decades. And that has come as a kind of shock to many different companies. It has plummeted their market caps. It's plummeted their tech, their stock values. And they're really struggling, I think, to find their way up this new challenge.
Well, and by the way, I only said that because you wrote that in your terrific article, which we'll post. But meantime, you mentioned the crypto collapse, and I want to make sure we get in here because you're speaking the crypto exchange FTX, which has collapsed. Millions of investors likely lost a lot of money. But isn't that separate, unregulated? Critics say, you know, crypto never proved itself as a long-term investment. They call it a Ponzi scheme, a sandcastle. The creator has claimed he made huge mistakes. Isn't that separate from the other tech companies, which actually did something?
Absolutely. I definitely consider it separate, but I consider it a part of the same story. Because why did all of this money go to crypto? It's because the venture capitalists who gave crypto all this money, including FTX, they were looking for the next mountain too. Mm-hmm. They were suffering their own kind of midlife existential crisis, thinking, Uber is done, Lyft is done, Snap and Facebook are done. Where's the next 50x bet that we can get in on. They thought it was crypto. I think they were wrong, but we will see.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to you in 20 years, Derek Thompson, to see how you fare. Midlife, The Atlantic's Derek Thompson, who, by the way, you say this is a good thing that companies look for higher mountains. That's how we progress.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Derek.
Thank you.